Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go.
This is Project JGSX.
Hey, what's up, everybody? If it is 4 o'clock Central Time in the p.m. on a Friday afternoon, then you know what time it is. It's 30JK over Blog Talk Radio, and of course, my name is Jason Kelly, and the phone number here is 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310, or online at blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. JKFX, the number 4, and LIFE. All capital, all one word, spread the word, and you know that's word. And today is a great day, but 30JK, thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. Topaline Jelly Bean and... let's rock this joint, all right? Let's go old school rolling, baby. All right, thank you for joining us, like I said. And let me tell you what we have today. We have from the 937 Gem City, Dayton, Ohio, birthplace of Zapp, hometown of Roger Troutman. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about this guy right here. Take a listen and you'll find out exactly who I'm talking about. Here we go.
How we get down.
937, yeah.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the guy on the talk box right there, you are, man, I am just excited as hell to bring him to you right here, right now, to 30JK today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of 30JK Nation, his name is...
Brendan Sutton from the 937, yeah, Dayton, Ohio, come on.
Now, wait a minute, ooh, yeah, come on, Jason Kelly.
What's up?
Ha, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Moore Bounce Sutton.
Yeah.
Welcome to 30JK Nation.
What's up, man?
Oh my gosh. 347-857-2310 if you want to join in the conversation. 347-857-2310 right here, right now. Ready to go, ready to rock and roll up in this here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to get some background on this wonderful person named Brandon Moorebounce Sutton. Go.
Well, my name is Brandon Sutton. I was born in Springfield, raised in Dayton, Ohio. Big inspiration to me and my music-wise has always been Roger Troutman. Never will be anybody else. Also, well, of course, Roger and Zapp. Picked up Talkbox when I was 16. One of the big songs for me at that time that really got me motivated in starting to do music was, of course, Computerland. And
it's in the mix.
Yeah, taste.
You know, that just, you know, that kicked it off for me. Also, you know, growing up, my parents was always listening to good music, you know. Just like I said, for me, it was never the hard rap and all that stuff. And, of course, I like hip-hop, but, you know, it was such things as Temptations, you know.
Right.
Also, some classic rock, Bob Seger, Eric Clapton, Peter Frampton, you know. I like the OJs, you know. And, of course, Roger and Zapp, always, forever.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
I always stay with Roger and Zapp, all their songs either in my phone or in the computer, because probably 8 out of 10 what I'm listening to in my car would be Roger and Zapp, and that's pretty much what kicked it off. I picked up Talkbox. I was 16 years old. My first Talkbox was a Heel and a 100 watt Crate amp, and I had a Casio. It wasn't a synthesizer, but it had a great sawtooth on it, and I used that. And, you know, I had to do some career searching for, you know, to get my life started. So I dropped the Talkbox, and I just now picked it up probably about 8 months ago. Well, I picked it back up 8 months ago, and, you know, I'm just kind of doing my thing. I want to give a big shout-out to young Chris of the Go Buck team. You know, that guy, you know, he hits me up one day. And, you know, unfortunately, we met at one of our good friend's funeral, Mikey Rush. Rest in peace, buddy. I love you. You know, and we made that song that day, on the funeral day. I don't know what it was. I just I got this hook in my head. We were searching for a hook, and, you know, we was kind of shooting back and forth like, man, you know, what can we do? I said, Roger Troutman, exactly what I said. I said, Roger Troutman, you know, he made music for the people, you know, and he was from Dayton, Ohio. And in the I Can Make You Dance video, it was shot in Dayton,
Ohio. More balance and all that.
That's right, you know. And I said to myself, you know, let's do what Roger Troutman did in a way, you know, of course, on the talk box, but let's bring a hit to Dayton, Ohio. Let's bring a talk box back to Dayton, Ohio, because around here, you know, people make great, great music. You know, you got guys like Young Heat, or Bobby the Buckeye Boss. He is incredible. And of course, you got Young Chris. These guys are well respected, have a large fan base. And me and Chris, we met up, and I said, you know, man, let's do it. Let's do it for Dayton. Let's just take it over, man. Let's bring it back. And he's like, let's do it. So, you know, of course, I was
937, yeah.
And we was bouncing back and forth, and then I started coming up with
Dayton, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
And if you hear in the background, which is funny, I said, you know, that's a good hook, but there's got to be something in the back. Like, yeah, baby, that's, you know. And Chris, he looks at me, he says, man, he said, you read my mind, because I was going to do that. So I left that day, and this man, Young Chris, he put some stuff in that hook. You know, I mean, the guy's incredible. And not only is he incredible with his lyrics, this guy is incredible with, you know, the software. I mean, he can master stuff in a split second. I mean, he's good. He can mix. I mean, the guy can do pretty much anything, you know. And I just want to thank him for taking me on. And, you know, I got more hits coming to you, so get ready.
All right. Now, speaking of hits, what hits will you be dropping in the near future?
I'll give you guys a little taste of something that I have been working on. And since you are a very good friend of mine, which you always
all right,
you, I'll give you a taste of my next, well, actually, me and Chris's next song. I'm just going to give you a little bit of the hook, but you know I can't spoil it for the people now. So,
All right, go ahead.
It's going to be called Let's Ride.
All right,
let's hear it. Let's ride on the east side with my homies tonight. Let's ride, oh yeah, ride. Let's ride on the east side with my homies tonight, oh yeah.
That's just a little case.
Oh, that's excellent. I like that.
I do have a song. I know some of the family's listening to our great friend, Michael Rush, that passed. I want to tell them I am working on something for Michael. We're trying to definitely do a tribute song to him. But just like I said, you know, Roger said, his inspiration of his funk came from Mild Barbecue Sauce, coleslaw, and chitlins. And, you know, I love barbecue sauce, you know.
I me
love
too.
Pork chops.
Baby Ray's, baby, for real.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I think that's where the stuff in my head is coming to. And just like I said, Young Chris, guy's a genius. Me, I don't, you know, I just let my heart take over my talk box. And when you put two masterminds behind a song, well, you definitely got a hit, you know.
Hear, hear. I love the way you're sounding, brother. I love the way you're sounding.
You know, just like I said, also, for you guys that don't know, Jason Kelly also makes music. And me and him is probably going to do some stuff in the future. And also, I don't know if you guys heard that song intro. That's also Jason. Jason's got some stuff on his profile. You guys need to check it out. It's definitely, it's a banger. You know, it's funky. I like how it stays funky, you know. And Jason, we're definitely going to be doing some music. Just like I said, I can use that beat, if you know. And Jason's gave me the right to use that beat. So just like I said, I'm going to take that beat and we're going to drop something funky on it.
Oh, cool, man. I definitely would love to hear it. Can't wait. I definitely would love to join you and do it with you.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait either. I've, you know, just like I said, I I just want to let people know that's out there. You know, I'm doing it for the people. You know, the thing is the talk box, you know, not only Zap does it still, thank God. But, you know, if it wasn't for Zap, there wouldn't be no more talk box in Dayton, Ohio. And I'm telling you, Roger Troutman, he brought a whole new level of funk. To me, he was one of the best, you know, Roger and Zap was one of the best funk bands because it was used in Dayton. And, you know, of course, rest in peace, Roger Troutman. We unfortunately lost him in 99. But, you know, Zap is keeping it going. Zap is doing their thing, and they're not going to stop. But also, Dayton, Ohio has to have somebody that's also keeping it going, living up to the legacy. And, you know, by far as I know, I am the only one. So I feel that it's my duty to get the Gym City jumping. I feel that we just got to get funky. We got to keep it going. And we got to keep the talk box in the DYT Gym City 937, baby.
Word to sure to be Bart Thomas, baby. If not, why not?
That's right. That's right. You know.
And also shout out to Dale DeGroat. Shout out to Rick Gray, Lester Troutman, Thomas Troutman, Tom, Anthony Carrington, Zach Tone, everybody.
You know, it's funny you say Dale DeGroat. I sent you a picture, but Dale DeGroat was born in Springfield, and I believe raised in Springfield. And that is where I was born and raised, you know. And, I mean, I was basically raised in Dayton, but, you know, I spent up till I was 12 years old in Springfield. Now, the thing that's funny is, Dale DeGroat, if you guys get on his page, he is by a big landmark in Springfield, and it's called the Rock Farm. You know, it's right off of Driscoll. Matter of fact, my grandpa is two blocks away from the area. You know, rest in peace to my grandpa. But, you know, my sister lives in the house now. And all my life, basically, when I went to Springfield to see my grandpa, I went to that rock farm. I went there. I talked to the woman. She even let us go into the castle. She let us touch things. You know, a very, very nice woman. But it just so happens, Dale DeGroat knows those people, and he took pictures of the rock farm when he was in Springfield. So, you know, I think that's awesome because, you know, that's where I've been going every time I went to Springfield pretty much my whole life. And for him, I never knew. So what I did is I took a picture of the rock farm, and I'm going to post it on Facebook and tag Dale DeGroat, you know.
Hey, hey, hey. And also, much love to Gregory Jackson.
Big love, big love. That guy, you
and
know.
I
got to do it, man. I got to do it. You know, you said Greg, and I hear that dance and get your funky on. So, you know, I got to do it.
Yes,
yes,
baby.
Man. Dance. Ooh, yeah. Hold on. I'm warming up. I don't think I can do it yet. I don't know. You think I should go ahead and do it? Yeah, I'll go ahead and do it.
Let's
get that hit of Greg Jackson that's so funky out there. I got to give him much love, so let's do this.
Dance, and get your funky on. From Greg Jackson with Sam, Woody Funk. Knows how to get down, dance, and party all night long. Alright, I wanna be your man.
Ah, there you go. Woody Funk, thank you, das Gar, Muto, Deutschen, Bam. Hey, 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 I see you, and the minute we get together, we will party down. Oh, hell yeah. It's on like Donkey Kong, baby.
That's right. You know, I want to, you know, of course, you know, one of my mentors right now is, of course, Mr. Groove, Bald Eagle. You know, I cannot do a show without giving him a big shout out. You know, he has guided me in the right equipment to get. You know, he's taught me how to make patches on the micro cork. And,
right.
you know, he was at my house. And I'll tell you, that guy, he can put it down. He lives up to his legacy. Because I'm telling you, that man,
yeah.
you know, I mean, he's been talk boxing since 88. I'm 26 years old. I was born in 88. So he's been talk boxing for almost 27 years. That's longer than I've been alive. So, I mean, you know, for the people out there that's saying, oh, you know, he's not that guy, you bust out a talk boxing keyboard. Oh, hell, he'll bust out a talk boxing keyboard, and he'll show you. That's why they call a mystic move.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
are you hearing this right now, ladies and gentlemen? Are you hearing this? This is proof positive that anything can happen if you go with the right people and you go with positive people, positive-minded people.
Yes, I agree. You know, along my journey, through my whole talk boxing experience, I have met and got to speak to some incredible people. I've got to speak, and also I talk to him all the time. Throwback Zach, many talk boxers know who he is. Steve Rowan, you know, of course, my mentor, Paul Eagle. But, you know, I've got to talk to Nicole Cottom of Zap. She actually, and I want to thank her again. She has sent me her new CD. She sent me a Christmas card, and she showed me all kinds of love with the autograph. So I really want to thank Nicole.
Oh, that was really sweet.
I just absolutely love that woman, and let me tell you, she's got a voice for days. Her voice will never change. She has a golden voice just like Shirley Murdoch. Speaking of her, I got to speak to her. I've got to speak to Dale. You know, along my journey, last show I was on with you, we was being interviewed, and it was me, Fingers, Paul Eagle. I mean, that couldn't have been more incredible than that. It was a very good moment for me.
Yeah, I remember that very well. And shout out to Fingers also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big shout out.
Fingadelic music in effect, you dig?
Yeah, me and him, we still communicate together. So, Fingers, if you're out there and you're hearing this, I still got you, bud. What we was talking about on the email the other day, I can't wait to get it. And I'm definitely going to be hooking you up, brother.
Hey, Fingers, if you're listening, hook me up with an intro or something, man. You know how to rock it. You know how to do it. So come on and get to it. Yeah, baby. Oh my gosh! This is why I love moments like this, man. And this is why I love doing 30JK. This is my baby. This is what I'm best at. This is what makes me happiest.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, I agree, because I mean, you know, my big, and also, I don't know if you guys know, I have a also a blog talk radio show. It's the Worldwide Talk Box Radio Show. Definitely check that out. Last interview was with Jason Kelly on the G-Funk segment. It was awesome. We hammered down. We put it down. But also, you know, Jason, I told you a while back ago, you are very, very good at what you do going on. You know,
thank you.
No, you can. No, you can do it because you are doing it. And you know that's words. I mean, you've got some big names that's been on this show. And I'm going to tell you what, you are definitely, definitely doing your thing. So from Dayton, Ohio, we love you, Jason Kelly.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Also from Ohio, one of the original Barker's Beauties from The Price is Right. I spoke to her on my very first episode. Her name is Kathleen Bradley. You know her from Friday. She was one of the Barker's Beauties, like I said, on The Price is Right. Miss Parker from Friday. Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Miss Parker.
Yeah, there you go. That was my movie. That was my movie. I love me some Miss Parker.
Right, right.
Oh, my.
You know, and just like I said, man, you know, my biggest inspiration when it came to disc jockeying was Wolfman Jack. And, you know, I'm pretty much, let's say, kind of like an entrepreneur, but my heart revolves around the talk box. You know, it's just, you know, ever since I've seen Roger Troutman, and I see back in the day, you know, when I was young, we, you know, of course, we didn't have, you know, internets and stuff like that. So you, like, when you heard, like, Computer Love, I Want to Be Your Man, Dance Floor, I Can Make You Dance, you're like, how the hell is he making his voice like that, you know? And then when you get older and you go to, like, guitar centers and stuff like that, they tell you, yeah, it was done on TalkBox, you know what I mean? And I just, you know, I got to give much love to Roger and Zapp, because if it wasn't for them, you know, TalkBoxing wouldn't be what it is today, you know what I mean? So they definitely...
Right.
Roger definitely put a big, big atom bomb landmark in the United States and, of course, the land of funk, 937 Gym City, Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio, we love you, Roger. Rest in peace, you know, and we're going to make sure that your legacy lives on and on and on and on.
Not just Dayton, not just America, but the entire
world. You're talking about Europe. Germany, Japan, China. I'm talking about the whole world. And I'll tell you, if Pluto and Mars had counties and there was people living on them, which we still don't know, but I'm telling you, they'll be rocking the talk box right up there. I'm telling you, they'll be hitting that, you know, Computer Lab.
I can make you dance if you want me.
I want to see you down, moving on the dance floor, yeah. Ooh, the way you groove, you blow my mind, come on.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be like interplanetary up in here, man.
I'm telling you.
Serious.
I mean, I can imagine it. You know, Mars, you got the aliens up there boogieing on the talk box. I see it.
Right. There you go.
So, you know, I mean, it's all about music, man. You know, if we didn't have music, this world would be boring. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me? I mean, you're thinking exactly the same thing I'm thinking.
It would be.
Oh, my God.
Say, well, you know, what would the world be if we didn't have music? What would the world be if we didn't have love, peace, you know, Trinity, family, friends? You know, it would be a mess.
It'll be really sad, and
yes.
it'll be a really dangerous place.
Yes,
honestly,
yes, it would be. Yes, it would be. So, you know, but we got all those things, so. You know, just like I said, as long as I got this micro Korg and all my Golden Throat drivers and a couple more in Miami, that's all I need. I'll keep them coming.
Do you have any advice for the up-and-coming musicians in Dayton or anywhere else for that matter
that
want to get into this funky kind of thing?
Yes, 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 definitely. You know, just like I'll say, no, you can do it. Don't say, oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to try. Don't even try. Here's the thing. Do it. Accomplish it. Because I'm going to tell you what, speaking from experience, I did it. And if I can do it, anybody else can do it. You know, if you got the heart, if you got the rhythm, if you got the soul, if you got the funk, if you got the, you know, the good equipment, you can do it. I mean, shouldn't it be in female or male's vocabulary? No, you can do it. Because I'm telling you, when you first hear your first hit and you know, you're out there and say somebody's jamming it in their car and you're like, oh, my God, somebody's jamming my song. And you walk up to the car and you say, hey, you know, that's me, man. Thanks for the support. You're going to love it. So, you know you can do it. Put it down. Get it funky. You know, and just jam the city where you're from. You know, if it's foreign countries, jam it. Just be proud of what you do. Work hard, because I'm going to tell you what, it takes hard work. It's not easy. You know, if life and everything was easy, everybody would have it made. It would be just an easy life. But life has to be complicated. So, again, know you can do it. Do it. And don't say you can't accomplish it.
That interview right there, this interview right here, that was awesome. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Brandon, you are fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And thanks for showing your talk box skills to the world.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. You know, and again, big shout out to you, Jason Kelly. Big shout out to Bubby the Buckeye Boss and the Go Buck team, Young Chris, you know, and all of the Dayton artists and all over the world artists. So just keep it funky and accomplish your goals.
One last thing before we leave. I want you to do something live for us on your talk box. Can you
okay.
do it?
I think I can do that. I'll tell you what. I'll just go ahead and do some, I'll do a little number of things. Here you go.
It's in the mix. Oh, yeah, DJs. Only come to USA, yeah.
Computer land.
But I can make it better. Let me show you what it takes, baby.
It'll make you dance. It'll make you dance. It'll make you dance, make you dance, make you dance. It'll make you dance, ooh, make you dance.
And, of course, more. There you go.
More bounce, more bounce, more bounce.
So rough, so tough, out here, baby.
937, yeah. Dayton, Ohio, yeah.
Come on, yeah, all
right.
California love.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party. Come on, right. Somebody told me about your plan to leave me. All right, set up as you wonder how I knew. Yeah, about your plans to make me blue.
Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. Come on,
Jason Kelly. Yeah, heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brandon, for that wonderful, wonderful time.
Thank you. I had fun.
Yeah, baby. And that's my forte, in case you've forgotten.
You already know it.
I love it. All right.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time, okay?
All for sure.
All right. And let me know how your new hits go, okay?
Oh, definitely. You'll definitely get a copy.
All right. Definitely. I can't wait to have it. All right. See you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's it. We're done. We're out of here. Jason Kelly saying peace to all you listeners out there. And, of course, as always in parting, I say to you, horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what True Blue Devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And next time we meet again, it's going to be Tara Jones. Right here, same place, same face. You know it. It's 30JK. And until the next time we see each other again, remember, it's a JK thing. See you on the flip side. Sissy, we're gone. Woo-hoo-hoo! And in case you've forgotten who this is, this is Project JKFX. Come on!